that's fair enough. I'm sorry Angelina isn't here, but she heard the technology didn't work too well for a movie star. It's very strange to receive a Lifetime Achievement Award, since I'm feeling pretty well at the moment. There's a sort of finality to it. On the other hand, I suppose it makes sense, since my best speech I ever gave was when I was 16 years old, which is 37 years ago now. So it is, by any normal political standards, a lifetime. And I still love Parliament and revere Parliament, but I intend to love doing many other things that I've always wanted to do. I suppose in Parliament, the time I most enjoyed was questioning Tony Blair at Prime Minister's Questions for 4 years. I had enormous respect for him at the dispatch box, but it was the first time Prime Minister's Questions moved to once a week and 6 questions for the Leader of the Opposition, so there was a new flexibility and debate about it. And the first time he started answering questions, he did it with no folder or briefing, walked in, knew the answer to everything. After about 6 weeks, government became a little bit complicated, as it does. We had to have a big folder. After about 8 weeks, we had to have 2 folders. And I, often sitting with George Osborne and Danny Finkelstein, had to invent the new techniques of questioning the Prime Minister. And he had the answer to everything in alphabetical order, from aardvarks at the top of the first folder to zoology that he could show in 18 years of Tory government. These all did worse than they were doing in the opening stages of the Labour government. And then we realised the one weakness of this was it was all in alphabetical order. And therefore, if you asked a series of questions that were thematically related but not alphabetically related, this would cause immense confusion, right? We're going from, well, first of all, it was taxation, right? RST, we'll find the answer on taxation. Oh, no, his next question on the health service, right? We go to the other folder, and so on. And people think it was partly my natural inclination to do that, but it was also force of circumstance. If you only have 165 MPs, and you are, as I was at the beginning as Leader of the Opposition, 40 points behind in the opinion polls, bear that in mind with current opinion polls. Ed Miliband doesn't know he's been born. I was not suffering a fall from 40% in the opinion polls. I was 40% behind in the opinion polls. When you are in that situation, all you can do is raise morale on a Wednesday afternoon and try and get through the 6 days again before the next Wednesday comes round. And so it was force of circumstance as well as an enjoyment of the House of Commons that led me into all those, everything we did at that time. But I still enjoy it as leader of the House of Commons. But as I say, I'm looking forward to moving on. I hope it will encourage many others to come into Parliament for a lifetime of their own achievements and enjoyments. Thank you very much indeed.